Chapter 12. Inspire Teamwork. Cooperation, like love and friendship, is something you get by giving. There are many travelers on the road that leads to happiness. You will need their cooperation, and they will need yours. And there will be other generations after ours. Their lot in life will depend largely on the inheritance we leave them. We all must become bridge builders, not only for the present generation, but for generations yet unborn. The spirit of unselfish teamwork will provide greater benefits for both you and your generation, as well as help for those to come. In building a better world for your children, you will be preparing yourself for the better things in life that come as a result of friendly cooperation. This kind of cooperation has been a major part of the growth of the United States into the most powerful and economically advantaged nation in the world. As Americans, we are bound in a common cause, and no matter what misfortune overtakes us, we must shoulder those burdens equally in the spirit of unselfish teamwork if we are to retain our preeminence. Until we become inspired with the spirit of teamwork and recognize the oneness of all people and the fellowship of all humanity, we will not truly benefit from the principle of cooperative effort. Greed and selfishness have no part in this spirit. In this chapter, you will see examples of the power of cooperation at work and learn how to inspire it in the people you work with. What is teamwork? In your Mastermind Alliance, you build a small group of individuals committed to the same definite purpose. You all share the same burning obsession. You each benefit from the increased enthusiasm, imagination, and knowledge, and you are in agreement on the division of the rewards of your labor. Teamwork establishes much the same relationship, but since it involves working with people who probably don't have the same burning obsession you do, it requires more effort on your part to maintain a commitment to the work you seek from others and for them to discover their own desires. Management guru Peter Drucker says that all employees have to see themselves as executives so that they will see the work they do in the context of an entire operation. Managers must learn to subordinate themselves to the work they are doing and not become concerned with promoting their own positions at the expense of their employees. Drucker recalls the example of General Douglas MacArthur, who started every staff meeting with a presentation from the most junior officer present. MacArthur allowed no one to interrupt because he knew it was important to build the confidence of his officers. He wanted and needed that confidence. Your habit of going the extra mile must extend to your associates. Even if your benefits are generous and your salary's good, people can come to take these things for granted. You should anticipate your associates' needs and act before they even recognize them. Teamwork sometimes appears among people who are forced by necessity to work together, but it is undependable and never lasts. The United States and the Soviet Union were allies against Hitler, but the alliance evaporated as soon as he was vanquished. True teamwork depends on relating yourself to others in such a way that they work with you willingly. It is up to you to supply the motives for that willingness and to be alert to any changes in it. Teamwork is a never-ending process, and even though it depends on everyone involved, the responsibility for it lies with you.